While at least one journalist may have lost his job for refusing to report from a war zone, another, with the help of Yahoo, is making a virtual career of it. This week, the internet portal-turned-news aggregator will, for the first time, venture into original journalism. It has hired TV correspondent Kevin Seitz to travel the world's war zones for 1 year. A veteran of CNN and NBC, the 42-year-old Seitz has reported from such hotspots as Afghanistan, Kosovo, Colombia, and Iraq. In Fallujah, he documented the shooting by a U.S. Marine of an unarmed Iraqi inside of a mosque, an image that provoked a firestorm around the world. His program, which debuts September 26th online, will be titled Kevin Seitz in the Hot Zone. He's joining us just before shipping out. Kevin, welcome to On the Media.
Thanks, Bob.
You approached Yahoo with this idea. What was your pitch?
I had been reporting in Iraq and also covered the tsunami in Indonesia over the last year. And I felt that in some ways, my reporting on the internet, I also had an independent blog at that time, was having more impact. It also became an essential tool for me after that mosque shooting to basically clarify and put into context what I had seen there. The television report I think that we did was very good. It provided the mitigating circumstances and reported on it fairly completely. But there was emotional context and technical aspects and clarifications of environment and so on that I felt were only able to be communicated through that particular blog. So that's what attracted me to the idea.
How do you decide where to go?
Well, we've got a somewhat scientific approach to this. There's a group called IISS, the International Institute for Strategic Studies. It's a non-political, non-profit group based in London. They've focused on war zones around the world, and they've identified about 31 of them. We're going to apply to that criteria, our own criteria as well, that the conflicts that we cover have to be active within the last 3 months. Now, we've divided up the world into six zones right now. Africa is zone one, and that's where we'll be going first. We'll be looking at the Democratic Republic of the Congo, Rwanda, Uganda, Sierra Leone, and of course, Somalia.
You're going to be equipped with satellite telephones, digital cameras, video recorders, a laptop computer, and all kinds of other gadgetry. I have this image of Dick Van Dyke and Mary Poppins, you know, one-man band. But you're not flying completely solo, are you?
No, by no means. In fact, I have a mission control back in Santa Monica, California, comprised of a very talented producer named Robert Padovic, who worked with me at CNN and NBC, and a talented researcher named Lisa Liu. They are my mission control to the spacewalk that I'm taking. Now, when I'm on the road with the news gathering tools that I have, you call them gadgets, they're really my tools. And these tools have made the news gathering process a little bit easier in the sense that they don't change the dynamic of the interview as much. You know, when you go out with a big crew and you've got four people, I think you put a camera in front of their face, they become intimidated. I can stare my subjects in the eye, talk to them, and maintain a certain intimacy, which is important.
You're going to be spending on average about 10 days in the various places you'll be reporting from. Can you do the kind of deep and substantive and contextual reporting in the space of 10 days that you're comfortable with?
Well, you have to understand, with this tool of the internet, we're able to go beyond just my reporting. We can link dozens of other stories, dozens of other sites, dozens of country profiles to that region and to that conflict. They may start off with Kevin Seitz in the Hot Zone and end up on BBC Country Profiles. They may go to the CIA World Factbook. Those images, those threads, those stories brought together, layered upon each other, may begin to create a greater deal of understanding. Do I think they're going to wipe ignorance off the face of the planet? By no means.
War, as you know from a lot of grim experience, is no fun. But for the next year, you and Yahoo, if you were to phrase it uncharitably the way I'm about to do, are turning it into a sort of a travelogue starring Kevin Seitz, something between Geraldo Live and Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego. And when you're parachuting in and out of hotspots for prescribed periods of time, based somewhat on a production schedule as opposed to the events on the ground, how do you keep the focus on the news versus the adventures of, you know, the journalist reporting them?
To think that myself as a story could ever overshadow the things that I'm reporting on would be sheer arrogance. And that, of course, would never be the goal of this operation. I'm not so arrogant as to believe that I'm going to necessarily change the world by trying to go to these places and report on them. But if I certainly don't try, then my reason for getting into this profession was false. This isn't a travelogue. There are going to be aspects of it that people will invest in me because they may be interested in how I'm faring, because I'm that prism, perhaps culturally, perhaps demographically, that they can relate to. And if I can use that prism to make them interested in the suffering of other people, then I will have done my job.
All right, Kevin. Well, good travels, safe travels, and we look forward to hearing from you from hither and yon.
Thanks, Bob.
Kevin Seitz will be host, reporter, cameraman, photographer, and blogger for the Yahoo News program Kevin Seitz in the Hot Zone, which debuts on the internet September 26th at hotzone.yahoo.com.